Blog Talk Radio.
Monday night, inner sight, mad or glad. Monday, welcome everybody. And got a note from a friend of mine today that June 28th is the primary day in New York State. Tonight, or today I should say, is the last day, so I'm told, that you can get a ballot for the absentee, you know, mail it.
No, geez.
So you get it online and all that.
How come
fill
they
it
don't
out.
Show it to the ballots? How come
mail
they don't
it
do
in.
That?
What?
And how come they don't show that on like they advertise the politicians, but they don't advertise that the biggest thing, the people who need to vote them need to go there right now. And get the, you know.
I don't know. I don't follow politicians. I don't pay attention.
Me
to
neither.
What they do.
But it's crazy that they advertise. I know.
I just know that it was told to me by someone who's working on the voting situation.
Yep.
And people want to vote in the primary. You know, you got to have it in by midnight, I guess. You know,
that's what's
or you
primary.
Can you. You can the gubernatorial. You can go and and vote at the site, you know, on the day of the primary, of course.
Yeah.
You know, they got the accessible voting
machines
for all.
I like that better.
Oh yeah.
I do.
A lot of people will go. Some do it online. You know, I guess it depends.
Yeah.
But. Now, voting, you know, that's yours truly. Now, I'm not telling people not to vote, but yours truly from Inner Sight will not vote for any politicians unless they commit to helping us. And there's several
that's
ways
true.
They can do that. I mean, not just by voting for more money into the system, because the money comes from the government. With more money comes more control.
Yeah.
You know, got an email from a woman who's in a nursing home, and she got help from Silo to get out, including a waiver, and got money for her rent, turned down by two different complexes, apartment complexes, because of her credit. Her credit got ruined in the nursing home. Now, I haven't spoken to her yet, but this is what she tells me in the email. So what kind of this is the kind of system that we have to deal with. Now, here's my analogy. Here's the Inner Sight analogy. If a person goes into a nursing home and they go on a program and they can get out of the nursing home.
Right.
Why put them in?
That's right. Why start off?
Leave them out.
Yeah.
You know? And what you need to do is change the criteria.
Yeah, they do.
Period. You know, so everybody can stay out of nursing homes, not just those. In other words, the government is judging. You belong in. You don't have to go in. They're judging.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, they are.
You know, they'll have you believe they'll have you believe that it's for people's safety, but that's a bunch of bull. Because if they really cared about people's safety,
my grandmother
if
and
they
my
really,
mother said,
your phone is cracking up, by the way.
Oh, sorry. Is that better?
Yeah, but let me finish my thought. If they cared about people's safety, they would make sure that the person is safe in their own home and use the money that's being wasted on these nursing homes to bring that about.
Yeah.
So any politician that wants to serve the public in the mind of Inner Sight, should commit to helping us, and there are several different ways that they could do that. you know, stand up for enforcement of the ADA, get some money behind it, let the agency start raising the money for it, things accessible. Let everybody know that there's no law to protect people denied service dogs.
Yeah.
That's another way.
That is.
And, of course, turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. There are three major ways that politicians could let people know that they're trying to help and change the system. So I won't vote for any of them unless they take a stand what we want to do. All right, Matt, a glad Monday. Inner Sight, 3816-1650 if you want to call in.
Yeah.
And state your mad or glad. The lines, I believe, are open, right? Are the lines open?
Yeah. They are open. Let me see who's... Yeah, I'm here.
Lines are open, right?
Yep. And so far, we don't have somebody who queued in, but they're listening. It's Anthony.
All right. Brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue. Tom's River, New Jersey, 609-388-7004, Big East, Akita Rescue. And Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady over there in South Jersey. So support those efforts. Help save the Akita.
Akita.
And just to remind people, we haven't forgotten, but the Akita would be one of the greatest dogs to protect children in the schools and detect firearms at the doors. You know, we still urge the government. See, there's another thing that these politicians should stand up for. Immediate protection of these schools. School's going to be out soon. But in September, they're going to start up again. So protection is definitely needed. And all of a sudden, you don't hear any more about the gun control stuff. I haven't heard anything in the news lately about that. You know, all this stuff dies out and dies down, and people forget about the horrible tragedy. So get the dogs out there with a trained officer and put the... metal detectors in the doors of, you know, just inside the door of the school, and let's try to prevent anyone going in a school with weapons. That's really what needs to be done.
Frank, there was another shooting today. I didn't quite catch it because I heard before we went here today.
Where was this?
I believe in Texas, but I'm not sure. I can look it
Texas
up.
Texas again?
I think so. Hold on. Let me check.
I didn't hear anything about it. But
yeah,
was
let me
it
look.
In a school?
On the air. Yeah, in the school.
No.
I don't know. Okay, shooting.
How can you vote for these people when they're not doing a damn thing to protect the children?
Yeah.
You know? I wouldn't vote for any of these son of a bitches. I'll tell you, I'll be very honest. I've had it with these politicians. You know?
Okay.
They won't do the simplest thing to protect us.
This is their local news saying it. It's, was today, man armed with gun killed by officer after walking into a summer camp. Sorry. It was at a school, I think. Summer camp facility near Dallas, police said.
Wow. Walking in. How the hell did he get in?
Just by walking through the door.
No. See, there's my point.
I know.
Where was the dog at the
and
door?
150 children were in attendance, and they had trouble opening, I guess, one of the doors. They should make that all the keys that are supposed to be for that door should be with the police, and they know which one's which. That's all. It's very easy to
have
a
dog at the damn door that could tell you that this person has a firearm. Grab his ass. You grab him right away.
Yeah.
You don't even let him get near the door. And then the door should be locked.
Yeah.
Not
you're
open.
Right. It should be locked.
Door should be locked. The dog should be there with the officer.
Yeah.
And the dog will let you know right away that somebody's carrying a gun.
Explosives. Or even arms. They could let you know both.
Yeah. These people don't.
This is
you know, it's coming down to the politicians do not care about these children.
No, they don't. That's our future. They know that by now. They got to do something about it.
I really believe that they don't care.
150
you know?
Kids were attendants that right at that location. He could have shot up. That's really scary, man.
Yeah.
And you see the videos of the children running up to their family members. Like, I don't want to go to school anymore.
I don't blame them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't send my kid to school these days.
No.
You
got to
be crazy.
Yeah. Let them come after me. They didn't make any revisions from the first time. Now they want my kid in school. Make the revisions
What is it saying that the guy walked into the school, to the camp?
Yeah. Yeah. A man armed with a gun was shot and killed on Monday morning after walking into a summer camp facility near Dallas where at least 150 kids were in attendance.
So he got in.
Yeah.
See? That's my point.
Yeah.
He got in.
Yeah.
That's what shouldn't happen.
That's right. During a search of the area, officers confronted a person with a gun who was then shot by police. So they got him. He died in that hospital.
Yeah, they got him. But thank God for that. But the point is, he got past it. What I'm hearing is he got into the place.
Yes, he did. Yeah. And he was waiting for the appropriate time to shoot somebody. I don't know why, but he was waiting for that, and he wanted an officer-assisted suicide. That's exactly what that was. You still don't kill
kids.
We need to
make it so these people cannot get into the premise.
Yeah. That's right.
And, you know, our idea, the dog at the door and the metal detector inside the door.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Anyway, Inner Sight, Big East, the key to rescue at Verizon.net. You want to send them an email. All right,
yes,
all the
please.
Beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all those who perished in the Texas shooting.
Yeah.
We honor them, remember them. And
that's
go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you.
Yes.
All right. Yes. And, hey, you need dog food, cat food? Call Nobody Starves on Long Island. That's the guy to call. Gary is the guy. Nobody Starves on Long Island, 631-484-3085. I'll repeat that number in a minute. Dog food, cat food, medical when he's able to do it. If you're disabled and you can't get to Gary, let him know. Maybe he can bring the food to you. 631-484-3085 on the phone number. And we thank him. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. And my buddy who helps Inner Sight, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Call Mr. Kennedy over there in Islip. want to move to Long Island, call Kennedy. 631-888-1186. All right, let's see. We thank Suffolk Bus Corp. We thank Silo for their $700 donation. It would be nice if somebody out there would match that. We'd appreciate it. And Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. If you need information on the disabled, on meetings or advocacy or anything about the up-and-coming election, give Silo a call. Legislation, all that stuff. The communications director over there, her name is Jill, so you might want to ask for her. 631-880-7929, Silo, we thank them. Suffolk
we
Bus Corp,
caller.
My buddy, John Corrado, thank you for your donation and keeping Inner Sight going and alive, all right?
Yeah.
All right, this is
thank
a Mad
you.
Or Glad Monday. You're mad about something, you're glad about something. Give us a holler, 213-816-1650. Oh, we got somebody on the line?
Yeah, I just don't recognize the number, so just announce, you know, to be make it clean. All right, here we go.
Yeah, you call in, keep it clean, or we got to boot you off.
Keep it clean.
Inner Sight, hello.
Hello?
Hello, caller, you there?
Yeah.
All right.
I hear something in the background. I don't know if they're ready to let them listen. Okay.
All right, if you want to speak, when you call in, push the number one, if you want to talk, you'll be in the queue.
Yeah.
And we can try to get you on the show.
Yeah.
All right. Mad or Glad Monday. Again, a reminder, today is the last day to get the mail-in ballot online for the primary, June 28th, New York State. So I was asked to put that out there, and thank you for that, Kathy.
Oh,
Mad or Glad Monday. All right. We're going to do, let's see, this Thursday will be our Father's Day show.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think there's statistics, but
yeah.
How many dads have to spend Father's Day in a nursing home?
Oh, God. My father, many times over, because he was in that facility.
I bet you can't Google that information. How many dads who are in nursing homes will have to spend Father's Day? Some of them will be lucky enough maybe to get out and go to the children's house, you know, but not all. So we think of that, and of course all the people trapped in nursing homes, and that's certainly a mad, especially for those of us who have the threat of a nursing home hanging over our heads, you know. Well, you have to live with that. Every disabled person and more. Has that threat bugging them. You know, you just talk to any disabled person, ask them what they think of nursing homes. See what kind of an answer you get. Horrible places. All right, Mad or Glad Monday, Inner Sight. Let's see, tomorrow night is open mic. You can pick your own subject on Inner Sight. Wednesday night is our nursing home show. And I think we'll be talking about how a lot of these agencies and hospitals and rehab centers are affiliated with these nursing homes. See? They're all in on it. They're all affiliated with nursing homes. I think people should object to going to any institution that is affiliated with a nursing home. You know? That should be outlawed. These places should not be affiliated with nursing homes. They should be affiliated with helping the person get back to their own home and staying in their own home. That should be the focus. And if these nursing homes weren't there, that would be the focus. And a lot of money would be released to help that. So there's now what candidate will stand up for that? You know, and say, I'm going to do everything I can and make it public. I'm going to do everything I can to see that these institutions and agencies are not affiliated with nursing homes. See? We're now going to be affiliated with focusing on getting people back in their own home, even to the point where if we have to raise money to do it. That's how it should be. And that's what the politicians, if they want to get the votes of millions and millions of disabled people, should be standing up for. I'll bet you won't find one politician who will make a statement like that and back it up in the media and try to do something to change it. Even if they don't get their colleagues to vote for them, vote with them and stand up for them, they make the gesture to change that and to state it in the media that we don't need nursing homes, turn them into accessible housing. Look at the push forward that will give us in informing the public, and I would be a definite glad, informing the public that not only money is being wasted in our regard, it's being wasted in the average person, taxes. How many disabled people have to pay taxes that uphold nursing homes and threaten their fellow disabled? To somebody like that the other day. She's very angry that her tax money is going to support nursing homes. So that's what the politicians should be standing on. One of the things that they should take a stand on. You know, get rid of, stop letting these agencies and hospitals and physical therapists and all these other people be affiliated with nursing homes.
That's right. I heard something.
They should not be affiliated with nursing homes. They should be dedicated to getting the person back in their own home where they belong.
That's right.
See, that's the problem. Nobody thinks for themselves.
They're all
told this is how you're going to think. Well, this is America.
That's right.
And I don't think like that, and I don't think everybody else should.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So there you have, you know, what politician will take a stand in front of the media and say, I agree, these agencies should not be affiliated with nursing homes. I'm gonna sponsor a bill to make it happen.
Yeah.
You know how many disabled people would vote for you? Forget it. Millions.
Come on.
Millions of people would vote for you. I know I would. I'd campaign for you. For something like that. You're hearing talking in the background because Suzanne is doing the show from her hospital bed.
Yeah, I am.
Horrible place.
Just to take my... And then I had to wait
horrible
for them to plug in.
Well, you can't even get into the bathroom.
That's
disgusting.
It.
People ought to be arrested for that. They allow that
yeah,
to happen.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They'll have a lot of arrests.
Yeah. Make it so everybody else can't get in the bathroom either.
That'd be
see how far you get.
They'll be wait a long
see
way
how far
in
you
line
get.
For the commode to use it.
Then you'd have piss and crap bowls all over the place.
Yeah, you
see
do.
How far you'd get with
you
that. They well, only do it to us, world.
Right.
Give you a
yeah.
room. That's this is a mad. Give you a room that you have
it
to pay
mad.
For that you can't even get into the damn bathroom.
That's right. My wheelchair doesn't fit.
That's horrible. I wouldn't pay him for that.
Well, your insurance pays them. You should call the insurance company and tell them that.
I would not pay him for that. I would do everything I could to stop them from getting paid. Something
yeah.
like that. And I'd put it on the news and tell them why.
Yeah.
A person goes into the hospital. They go in there. They're supposed to be ill. They're supposed to get well or whatever. How can you get well if you can't even get into the damn bathroom and relieve yourself in the proper way?
You can't.
One friend of mine.
Yeah, I remember that.
God rest his soul. My buddy Brian Cruz
yeah.
went through
yeah.
that, and he was constipated.
Yeah. Oh, I know. That's
for a week.
To me.
Constipated yeah. for weeks because he couldn't use the commode.
Yeah. I'm still lucky I have that ability. But gossip if my legs turn on me, it's going to be a really wicked time for me to get whatever it is out of me, you know?
That's a form of punishment. It's horrible.
It is. It is a form of punishment. They don't see it that way, though, Frank. How else do you expect
yeah, because
this
they
to
don't
help?
Give a damn, because they get away with
That's
it.
Right. That's right.
And where's
say,
the
oh,
ADA? How
the
come it doesn't protect
told
you?
Us we could do it. Well, they don't.
Isn't the bathroom supposed to be accessible?
In this wing, yeah.
Where the hell is it?
It's for a person who's not as large as me. I'm tall. And I need the extra leg room because I'm tall, you know, and I can't get into the bathroom no matter what. Yeah, I know.
They should have made it for everybody. So there's a definite mad and no protection under the ADA.
Yeah.
I think you should, when you tomorrow or whenever, call Bahamundi and see what he says. You ought to bring a lawsuit.
I think Bahamundi doesn't have a strong case with that. I don't know. Because even though we feel it's a strong case, they don't.
You got to ask them. Strong. You don't know that. Call them and ask them.
Yeah, true. I will.
To sue the son of a bitches.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's disgusting. It's horrible.
It is, yeah. We all have
you
to
gotta
do
put
it.
You got to put your waist in your room.
Where you eat.
You know?
Where
you eat your food, right?
Right.
And what about
yep.
your roommate? She's got to smell that, too.
Same thing. She has the same thing.
She can't get in the bathroom, either?
Somebody that has to walk to the bathroom. She can't walk. She's having trouble walking. Yeah.
She can't walk to the bathroom.
That's right. It's really dangerous for her. She just started with an illness that affects her muscles. It's very, very difficult.
And what the hell is the matter? They don't have a wheelchair? Put her in a wheelchair and get her in the bathroom?
Exactly.
Huh?
What's the problem? There's no wheelchair allowed in the room because then I have my own wheelchair, but it's put far away from me, so I don't get up on my own and fall.
They should have a wheelchair to get her in the bathroom.
Me too.
So she can go to the bathroom.
Yeah. They should have a wheelchair
right.
for the both of us that's manual, that won't ruin the walls or anything. And we can go in the bathroom as much as we please. Sometimes she's able to when she's not as dizzy, you know, not dizzy, but not feeling well. And sometimes she's not. And me too. I can't even go in there. You know?
Horrible. Horrible place.
Terrible.
They don't let people go in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah,
I wouldn't give them, I wouldn't pay them. I wouldn't give them a damn dime.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad. 213-816-1650. If you want to call in and talk about what you're mad about or glad about. Right here live around the world. What?
I said I'm definitely 100% mad about this because it's not, I feel like I'm being treated less than a second class citizen at times. But it's not the ladies' fault who come to help me, no. By far, no. It's more the administration's fault. You know, they should make it where it's accessible for people so they could go in,
yeah,
have a decent, whatever it is, and then, you know, they could, you know, flush the toilet, all of that. Now you can't even do it. You have to wait.
I think you ought to sue them. They should, they, at least you get something out of them. See if you can talk
Thank
to
you.
Jimmy. See if you can, if they have a case. You never know.
No. Sorry. I'm answering on the aid.
All right. Inner Sight around the world. And, boy, I hear a lot on the business news. I hear a lot of people,
yeah.
business people, talking about the economy. One company, I forget the name of it, went public. For a year, and now they say that they're losing their business.
Yeah, I won't tell
that. That's big money.
That is big money.
And this other guy fired people, that rich guy.
Oh, yeah?
Musk.
Which one? There's a couple of them.
The guy Musk.
You know.
He's starting to
Elon
fire
Musk,
people.
That's what? The one who owns Tesla?
I guess so, yeah.
Yes.
He's firing people.
Yes, I'm sorry, Frank. Yeah, so if you could put it on later, thank you. Sorry, everybody.
So he...
This is what happens. You lose all, you know, your sense of... decency in the sense you got to talk about things you don't want to talk about in the hospital. You know, you have to let them, quote, help you or consent. That's consenting to help you, even though you don't want some of the stuff that you're getting. That's what makes me mad, too.
Wait a minute. Explain that. Say that again.
I said that when you're in the hospital, you have to agree to, you know, the traditional medicine, which I wish that they had, what's it called, Dr. the traditional Chinese medicine, or even Dr. Zhu, both of them should be able to come into this and help people get rid of their symptoms and even cure them. You know, thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, it should be good one day.
What are you saying, that they won't let the doctor
really
in that you want?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, so you could go to any part of the hospital and get the kind of treatment that you want. You know?
Yeah.
I think that being able to switch up, you know, medicine and things like that, you don't get the right, you know, people to do the right things. You need to have that in the hospitals, too. That's my feeling about it.
Well, I think... My, what makes me mad is there's too many doctors butting into your life.
Yeah, they are.
You know? And everybody has a different idea, a different opinion, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Should stick with one person. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what I've done all my life, just about.
Mm-hmm. Hold on a second. I'll put me on mute a second.
One doctor who understands you and treats you in a holistic way, as I believe mine does, my buddy Harry. Many internists, internal medicine for over 40 years, 50 years. And understands me, listens to me, mm-hmm. tells me to, you know, take the natural stuff and all that.
Mm-hmm. She's coming up here one of the days, and guess what? She said, I'm not going to get paid, but I love you like a sister, so I'm coming up. How do you like that? Good person.
Wait a minute, who's coming up?
Edwin.
So I can't hear you. Who?
My aide.
Oh, your aide, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Come up there to help you, right?
Sort of.
When is she coming up? Tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
No.
All right.
Okay.
146.96.
You made a statement, but you didn't finish it.
Yeah, I just was getting my blood pressure taken, so I had to shut my mouth. Which is not an easy thing for me to do. Oh. You know.
When is your aide supposed to be coming up to help you?
I don't know. She didn't tell me.
Oh, you don't know.
Yeah. But she wants to come and just, you know, bring me food or whatever. Things that I
she, just,
what?
You spoke to her and she told you she's coming up to you?
That's what she said. She feels bad I'm in this predicament, too. She tried to get income on it. They wouldn't give it to her. Isn't that crazy?
Remember, she tried to get what?
Thank you. Thank you. I want me to sit up on this?
Talking to two different people here. You're in...
I know.
You're in your hospital room, and you're trying to do the show. Let everybody understand that.
Yes. I'm in a hospital room, and I have a very bad infection, and I have to wait for them to get the correct antibiotic, or more than one, in case
Yeah, don't hold
really,
your breath.
You know.
You're lucky you get out of there alive.
That's true.
Now, wait a minute. Your aide, what wouldn't they do for your aide?
Oh. Hold on. They wouldn't let her get money from what she had.
They wouldn't let her get money from what?
From, working. Yeah, they wouldn't let her do it. Of course.
I don't understand what you're saying. I don't think anybody else does.
She's not allowed to make money and get help, period.
She's not allowed to make money and get help? What? Explain.
Good thing.
Yeah.
Fresh water with ice, maybe?
Hold on.
Put yourself on mute and then come back in, all right? When those people get the hell out of the room. All right, Inner Sight. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, now explain that thing about your aide again. Let's see if we can get it right.
Yeah,
is it a mad or a glad?
Well, she's coming on her own and not getting paid, so I'm going to say it's a mad. I'd rather her get paid.
Oh, yeah, they don't get, they won't pay her.
Yeah. No, they won't.
Yeah, no.
Actually,
we know that.
We know if I'm under observation status, then you can, you know, get better aid service.
Now, how many politicians?
To the hospital.
Yeah, how many politicians will take a stand on that to help disabled people? But the aid should be with you.
Right.
In the hospital or the nursing home, for that matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? I mean, these people mm-hmm. want votes. They're not doing a damn thing for us.
No, they're not.
They want us to vote for them. Why should we vote for them?
That's right.
To put us in friggin' nursing homes and agencies that run our lives and steal our money?
Yeah. It's lovely, isn't it, Fern? How we live? It's horrible.
I wouldn't vote for people like that. I wouldn't vote for any of them unless they do something to show that they're going to change this, or at least try to change it.
I'm going to get
that. Yeah. Oh, my God, it's sticky. What is
well, there you have it. Man, I'm glad.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. How are we doing with the phone? Anybody on the line?
Let me look, okay? Hold on.
Yeah. Anthony was on before. I don't know if he wants to talk.
Yeah. The honey. Yeah. Hold on.
841 New York, Matter Glad, Monday.
No, he's just listening. He's listening.
All right. Inner Sight, and we are determined
mm-hmm.
to change this system. And I believe a lot of people want what we're saying. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we have increasing numbers of people listening to us.
Yeah, every people
in talking now.
Hold it.
Let me finish my thought. In talking now
to
other people who are advocates, they definitely agree with us.
Yeah.
You know, that this whole system is set up to bring us down and to get our money and
mm-hmm.
to bring us into the nursing facilities.
Yeah.
Now, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that the most difficult part is when you're sitting here and hearing, you know, some of the, you know, I can't hear too well, so sometimes at I can't, you know, I don't know what people say, but I try to understand it a little bit. They were going to send physical therapy to one gentleman on the outside, I heard. He, not the outside, right here in the same hallway as we are in. And he goes, I don't want it. I don't want to go to a nursing home. I don't want to do it. I heard the conversation. Because I know that's the way you get people to the nursing home. He said
They're trying to.
Yeah. They also asked me, what's today's date? Who's the president?
People
who's
in
this or that? Yeah.
But they also what?
You know somebody. Oh, no. He went back home. But the thing is, he had to fight for it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
He really
you got to stand up for your rights. Otherwise, they'll push you around and do what they want to do.
Well, if it comes in my direction, I'm going to just accept the physical therapy, but not the excessive home care that they want to give me. I'm getting that already with, what is that called? The TBI program, traumatic brain injury program, and they're going to help me get a good amount of aid service, a good amount of everything.
Yeah, when I see it, I'll believe it.
I spoke
Let's
with
see
them.
What they're going to do
spoke
for
with
you.
Them. Yeah, I spoke with them.
So far, I haven't done
just
a damn
yesterday.
Thing.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So I said,
what are they
going to
do for you?
I don't know. They're still waiting to see what another woman who's writing up the proposal is going to do. It's crazy. You know?
The guy you just spoke about who went home. Remember, the nursing home, he may have gone home, but the nursing homes are still there.
That's right. He still could get in.
Still in
My
danger
aunt is
of
in the
it.
Same position.
I want to remove that danger.
So do I.
That's what we need to do.
That's right.
Get people out of danger of nursing homes.
Yeah.
Now, you spoke to the head injury people? Is that where they're putting you? Well, what did they say they're going to do?
They're going to add, things, you know, to help me out and stuff like that.
What are they going to do?
They're going to make sure that I don't, with all the extra stress that they're giving me, that it prevents me from, strengthens me and prevents me from going into the nursing home system.
Yeah, but that's not going to stop you from going into a nursing home.
That's right. Taking the the risk out of the way.
Now, are they going to fix your ramp? Let's get specific.
So.
They're going to fix your ramp?
Yeah, I hope so.
And what about this cash they're
going to
get? How much cash?
I have no idea. They didn't tell me.
No.
I have to get in touch with this woman and just say, hey, what's up with this? They gave me her phone number today.
Where is she from, if I didn't know?
United Cerebral Palsy. Yeah. So.
The state.
Somebody already spoke with her more than once.
I bet you any money she works for the state.
United Cerebral Palsy. That's who she works for. I don't know
the
state.
But that's the state.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
The state runs it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So you have to call her and what?
I have to call her and find out where she is in the program and why hasn't it started. And what I need to do that I came into the hospital and I want to know what's next, you know. You know?
This whole thing is a joke.
You keep telling me.
It really is. The whole thing is so crazy and ridiculous, you know.
Yeah, it is.
How long has it been since you applied for this stuff?
Oh, a few months now.
Huh?
Yeah, a few months. A few months.
A few months?
Yeah.
I thought it went back longer than that.
No, it's not a year like that. It was when my mother's year anniversary was, you know, coming about.
Yeah.
And I gave her something in the church when I couldn't get there because the system, the bus system, was horrible.
Well,
yeah.
Call this woman and see what she has to say, and then...
I will.
You know, I wouldn't let them drag this out anymore.
No, I don't want to drag it out.
But, you know, you see, again, you're dealing with so many different people here. You know, you start out with one, and it goes to three others.
Yeah, definitely.
See, that's what's wrong. You know, what if they don't all agree?
Yeah, right.
Look
exactly.
at the trouble you're in.
Yeah. You know what
that's
the one
why
one,
the criteria
the two
has
to, me?
To be changed.
Well, you know what they said to me? If you need a nursing home, and you don't want to go to it. Hold on one second. I just need to tell somebody something. Yeah, thanks.
Inner sight,
I
man of glad.
Bleach here. They
Monday
gave
night.
It to me to use, you know, and wipe my stuff down with bleach. They have a sanitary napkin with bleach. And
bleach.
I'm going to do that very much so before I use anything.
Don't put that on your body. Ugh.
No. I have another one that goes on the body. They have wipes galore here. It's great. That's the only thing that I say was perfect, the wipes.
Now, what is it? Finish your statement. You said if you have to go to a nursing home, what?
Yeah, if you have to go to a nursing home, let me say something. These nursing homes are definitely embedded with the hospitals. I have no doubt of that. There's only one thing.
Yeah.
If you're a person who doesn't agree with that, like you and I, there has to be stated very clearly, Frank, on anything that you have, like a healthcare proxy, write it yourself and say the things that you want to be done and you don't want to be done. You know, say I want, you know, what you should do? Say I want Dr. Liu in there to help me out or help you out. That would be the biggest fight to get him in. You know?
Well, I don't know if that's going to work.
Yeah, I know.
You know, but you can certainly say it.
Yeah.
If that's what you want, you know, put it in there.
Yeah, definitely.
But now, wait a minute. You didn't finish. You said this other person from the program said if you have to go to a nursing home,
I'm
you didn't finish your thought here.
Yeah, I'm gonna finish it. She said to me, and we both agree, the enrollment person and the person taking care of you that you needed at that point, we're going to have to convince you to go. I'm like, no, I'm not. You don't understand. This is my whole life. I've been taking care of this and making people come out of the nursing home.
Sure,
why would
they
want to go in?
They work for the state. What do you think they're going to do?
Yeah, well, they said it to me. I said, okay, we'll see you on the other end of that fight, is what I said. I'm not going to let them put me. And I'm going to write something on my body.
No, I would have said, then just give me the money you're going to give me. Fix the ramp.
Yeah.
You know, do what you're going to do, and then I'm getting out of the program.
That's what I should do.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Take what they're going to give you, and then frig them.
Right. No, but they don't.
Because
they
you don't want somebody talking that way to you. We convince you to go to a nursing home. You have to go. What the hell kind of crap is that? What the hell good are you?
That's right.
Somebody like that.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have made it public, but I already did. Take what you can get and then drop out.
Well, what I'm going to do is step out. I'll be on that program until they say they want to put me in a nursing home. If it's anything like that, I'm dropping out so quickly. They'll spin their heads.
Then it might be too late.
No, I don't think so.
No, no.
I might do it. You know, they might try and convince me, but I could take myself out of the program and go to another one. And believe it or not.
Yeah, right. You could play that game forever. It's the same thing.
Do you know Maria's program that she keeps talking about, self-determination? They go a step better than that program that I applied for. They give you money to buy a house. These other people give you the money to buy the house, but they don't. It's not. I don't think the ownership is ever going to be in your name. I don't know. I have to find out.
They're affiliated with nursing homes too.
Yeah, I know.
The state affiliated with nursing
homes. If that's the only way to just stay out of the program, I'm definitely going to do it. You know, I have no other choice. But now, if that isn't the only way and things have changed over the years, I'm changing all of my home care, no matter who begs me not to. You know,
there's only one solution. Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing.
That's right. That's 100% right.
That's the cure of it all.
That's right.
And that's what Inner Sight is going
to
bring about.
I'm going to make sure before I die, that's the first thing that's going to be done if I ever get any little bit of money. For real.
Then these people can't talk
that
way to you.
That's right.
Then they can't talk that way to anybody.
That's right. That's so
then
right.
They can't put
they
you in that position.
They put you in a position that's substandard to their position. No matter what you do, you'll be always counted as substandard to them. And that's horrible.
And they use people. They're getting paid off of this.
Yeah, they do.
They're using people.
Yes, they are. It's crazy. It really
is. Never forget.
I sit down.
A year ago or more or whatever it was, when Joe Delgado said to me, Frank, we can't keep people out of nursing homes.
That's right.
You're seeing the meaning of that now.
Yeah, I do. I
There's
know why.
The meaning of it.
Right there, yeah. He becomes
What
agency.
The hell kind of crap is this? What kind of a... There's no brotherhood amongst the disabled.
Well, I don't know if it's brotherhood, Frank. You know what I think it is? The way that the program has been established. Nothing else but that.
Yeah, but
you know,
the same thing applies to the people who work for these programs.
Yeah.
They can be put in a damn nursing home, too.
Look what happened with Regina. She was working.
She's working full time. Full time, Frank. Working does not prevent you. What prevents you is a good lawyer.
Oh, they like when you work. That way when you get in there, you got more money they can take.
That's right. That's why I'm telling you, Frank, we might have to get it under a bed somewhere. my money. Under the bed.
All right, in a sight. Matt or Glad, got a few minutes. 213-816-1650. Isn't it unbelievable that when you go to a hospital, anybody who goes to a hospital is a step closer to being put into a nursing home?
It's true.
That's horrible.
The board
people
that they
should
have
not have to deal with that, especially when they're trying to get well.
That's right.
You know, that makes you worse.
Yeah, it does.
It makes me worry.
Yeah, it makes me worry. It's not a good thing.
Hell no. And on top of it, you can't even get in the damn bathroom.
I knew you were going to say that, and that's so true. It really is. Why
damn
do you
right
have
it's true.
A hospital that you can't fit your wheelchair through the bathroom door? They're supposed to be totally accessible.
I would call the Associated Press and tell them. Call Jimmy.
I'll call Jimmy first. Let him see what it is. Let him investigate it, because I'd rather
call Jimmy and tell him. Tell him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell him what it is.
Yeah, no accessibility in the bathrooms at all. He knows it because he is on a wheelchair. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight number 631-224-3090. We'll be with you tomorrow on the open mic.
That's right.
And I want to thank all our listeners. Can you get a count?
Yes. 115,183, I think. Let me take one look at that. Okay.
Oh, we're going up. 115,182. By the way, you can find us now on Instagram. On Instagram, Inner Sight. I want to thank my daughter, Mary,
and
my grandson, Max, for their help in Texas in helping us to spread the word of Inner Sight.
That's awesome.
All right.
Yeah, that's great. It helps
Instagram. Inner Sight now is on Instagram. So far we got 29 followers up there.
Oh, that's great. You know, that's
well,
from,
it's not
that's
much,
from Facebook.
I hope we'll get 29,000. That'd be nice.
Do you know we get a lot
of thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight, be with you tomorrow night.
Good night, everybody.
631-224-3090. Inner Sight phone number. If you're in a nursing home, hang in there. We're going to turn those places into accessible housing.
Yeah.
What can I tell you?
People are
Inner
afraid
Sight
that they won't get communal
has power.
Communal services.
We got the power of the angels.
Oh, yes, we do. That we do.
These people are working against God doing this to people.
I agree with that. I do.
All right. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone. I'll do my podcast from doing this straight from the hospital.